Bob Grander here, and this is Monitor 66. A short message on behalf of Medicare. Are you 65 or older? Have you a friend or relative who's 65 or older? If so, then you want to know that medical insurance under the Medicare program will help pay doctor bills. The deadline for signing up for medical insurance coverage is March 31st. Write, phone, or visit your local Social Security office. Now, Al Keola's guitar and orchestra with Ghost Riders in the Sky. This is Monitor 66, your best weekend companion at home or while traveling. Brad Crandall here, and 4 minutes from now, Mrs. America compares European men to American men. Joe Sherman's orchestra compares notes and discovers that they're feeling good.
Thank you. Classic makes news.
Rambler Classic.
Classic makes news.
Rambler Classic.
By American Motors.
We made the 66 Rambler Classic bigger, bolder, and added a stable of fresh new horses under the hood. And what did you do? You made it our hottest seller for better reasons than ever before, like more inside room, more power options, ranging from the biggest standard 6 in its class right up to a spirited 327 cubic inch V8, sports options like bucket seats that recline, 4 on the floor, hook them up with Rambler Classic standard double safety brakes and tight-fisted way with a gallon of gas, and no wonder it's our hottest seller. See your American Motors Rambler dealer. Enter his Big Win Weeks drawing. Nothing to buy, void where prohibited by law. You may win a new car free. Every minute of every working day, two more families make their choice a new American Motors car. Because quality is built in, not added on.
American Motors!
Have you ever wondered what qualifications a housewife must have to be a nominee in the Mrs. America contest? Well, she must be proficient in flower arranging, luggage packing, cake baking, safe driving, laundry, grocery shopping, meal preparation, creative expression, and a few other vital skills. Mrs. Ellis Beener of Salt Lake City, Mrs. America of 1965, has all the qualifications, as well as a loving husband, 6 children, and a trampoline on which she likes to exercise 15 minutes every day. Now, Mrs. Beener recently returned from a trip to Europe, and she makes some interesting observations and comparisons as she chats with Monitor reporter Johnny Earp.
Mrs. America, or Alice, or our friends, I know you've just returned from a European trip. Just what impressed you most on that trip?
Oh, I think the thing that impressed me most, Johnny, was the fact that the Europeans have an old-world custom of relaxing and enjoying each thing that they do, especially eating food and serving it. It's a tremendous enjoyment. They prepare it beautifully, and they arrange it beautifully on the plate, and then they serve it with such an art that I think Americans could take this from them to advantage.
I take it, then, that you actually got to visit in some of the homes, too.
Yes, we did. This was interesting to me, too. Actually, I was supposed to be observing the differences between the American homes and the European homes, but I saw more similarities than differences. I was impressed with the fact that if love exists in a home, that it's the same any place in the world. I think that the only difference is the American homes have many more efficient machines and time-saving devices, and so therefore the women can get out of their home a little more and we can organize our time better. The European women seem to have to go to the grocery store every day. This is sort of their social outlet. They're not as good as citizens, perhaps, because they're not as active in community affairs.
What about, you mentioned European women, what about European men? What impressed you most or least about them?
Well, I felt like the English men, I wanted to sort of trim their hair and bathe them up, you know, and fix them up and make them just look like the American men, that immaculate look and the shaving lotion smell, you know. But the Italian men definitely have a certain charm about them, the look in their eyes, and I'm sure this is for every woman. Every woman said the same thing that I talked to, that the Italian men are very sensitive to a woman's needs. I think the American men could learn from them, but the Italian men, from what the Italian women tell me, make very bad husbands because they don't help in the home. And they don't. They think this is beneath them to do any housework at all.
From what you saw, did you learn to appreciate or less appreciate an American man?
Oh, I appreciate them even more because they're very strong. They're healthy looking. They're wonderfully capable, and you can rely on them. You know that you can depend on an American male.
Alice, now you have a crown of Mrs. America. You have about 2 or 3 or 4 months left to go in your reign. What did it take? I know you're a very good-looking gal, I might say, but what besides beauty did it take to win this title?
Well, I think the Mrs. America contest is based mainly on your homemaking skills. However, intelligence and articulateness enter into this. We had to write an essay, incidentally. We even had a competition in driving a car, and many other things. Creative expression entered into it, and of course our poise and our community service. But this lasted over a 10-day period in San Diego last August. Now, next May, we'll be holding the contest and choosing from the 50 state winners plus the District of Columbia. And this will be another 10-day competitive event held in San Diego. And I'd like to encourage any woman to enter. It's a marvelous thing.
All right. What general rules or specifications or tips would you give some lady who wanted in our contest, Mrs. America?
Well, actually, the only qualifications are you have to be 21 and older and married.
Well, you have a family of six. How do they treat you? Are you Mrs. America at home, or you're just mom?
No, I'm everything to them. My children, after we have a meal, they always say, almost in unison, "Good dinner, beautiful mom." And, of course, my wonderful husband has taught the children to do this, to have respect for me. But I do feel that every woman has a tremendous challenge in her home to be the kind of a woman that the children can look up to, that the husband can respect, and that they can all feel a certain stimulus from.
Thank you, Mrs. America, who is really Mrs. Alice Beener of Salt Lake City, Utah. Good luck to you and any of the future Mrs. Americas.
Thank you, Johnny.
Now, this is Johnny Open Chicago for Monitor.
The Golden Rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, is the basis for a new song with the same sort of rhythmic sound that Timey Kangaroo Down had. The tune's called Why Can't You Try to Didgeridoo? The singer is Anthony Newley.
Oh, haven't you heard of the Golden Rule that everybody should live by? Why can't you try to learn the rule? Why can't you try?
Oh, why can't you try to didgeridoo as you'd like to be didgeridone by? Why can't you didgeridoo as you'd like to be didgeridone by?
Why not try? Now the Aborigines have a golden rule that says you must be true. You must always do to the one you love as you'd wish they would do to you. Their life is hard, but their love is true. It's a love you can set the sun by. You must always didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by.
Oh, why can't you try to didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by? Why can't you didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by?
Why don't you try? This could apply to you and I. You said that you'd be true. Goodbye, Roman, I believe in you. I sat beside the telephone in the hope that you'd be calling. It was you who broke my heart, so you should do the crawling.
Oh, I kept trying to didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by. Why can't you didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by?
Why can't you try? Goodbye, Roman, I guess that we are true. Goodbye, though I believe in you. Oh, you never failed at the golden rule that everybody should live by. You didn't try and learn the rule. There's nothing for me to forgive by.
Oh, why can't you try to didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by? Oh, why can't you didgeridoo as you like to be didgeridone by?
You didn't try. Goodbye, Rosanna. You didn't try. Goodbye, Rosanna. You didn't try. Goodbye.
Now let's liven up your Saturday night just a little bit once again. Earlier this evening, we premiered a new audio quiz to test your hearing ability. Much like similar national testing programs that have become popular recently, you can test yourself and be entertained at the same time, sort of like a parlor game. We've named it Monitor This, and we'd like you to play along. For instance, you're about to hear a series of bells. Listen to them carefully, because we'll ask you a pertinent question after they've tolled. Ready? Okay, here's the first bell. So much for bell number one. Now then, if you're ready, let's listen to the second bell. And here's the third bell. Okay, you've heard the bells. Now, the question. which of those bells you just heard was the famous Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. You have 1 minute to decide. We'll be right back with the answer on the Monitor Beacon.
Chat with Lee Leonard weekday afternoons on the Conversation Station, WNBC AM and FM, New York. When you hear people who really know and enjoy fine wines talk, listen carefully. You'll hear the word dry mentioned often. To Monsieur Henri Wines Limited, importers of fine wines from all over the world, the word dry has a special meaning. It describes, of course, the curiously delicious taste of Pierre Cartier Graves, imported by Monsieur Henri. This dry white wine from Bordeaux, France, has the appealing lightness and rare bouquet a fine dry wine should have. Monsieur Henri feels, as you will, that a Pierre Cartier Graves will leave you happily refreshed and lend a special meaning and pleasure to your salads, fish, fowl, or lighter meats. That's Pierre Cartier Graves, a white wine from France you know you'll enjoy. The insignia on the bottle, a Monsieur Henri selection, says so with certainty. No really fine wine should be without it. But of course...
Monitor once again, Brad Crandall here. And now let's repeat our audio game of just 1 minute ago for any of you who may have just joined us. Now you're about to hear some bells. Listen closely, remember their sound, and we'll have your test question for you just as soon as you monitor this. Okay, you've heard the bells. Now, once again, the question. Which of those bells you just heard was the famous Liberty Bell in Philadelphia? The answer? None of them. The Liberty Bell, you see, due to its large crack, is never rung. All right, so we resorted to a little trickery. But you must admit we had you listening closely to the bells, right? Now, listen closely to Chet Atkins' guitar and his latest instrumental, From Nashville with Love. North Carolina, December 17th, 1903. The historic date aviation got off the ground. Engineers and scientists, you had to miss Kitty Hawk, but you won't have to miss the C-5A, the beginning of a new era in aviation. The giant C-5A airlifter is the biggest plane ever built. So big, in fact, the Wright brothers' plane could have landed and taken off from its wing. The C-5A will carry 220,000 pounds of cargo, coast to coast, or 345 fully equipped troops, and will cruise at speeds up to 470 knots. To engineers and scientists, this means a chance to get in on one of the largest airlifter programs ever initiated. You can be a part of this exciting program. A quick letter to Lockheed can make a big change in your life. It can mean you'll be enjoying the sunshine and gracious living of Atlanta, Georgia, while giving your career the biggest lift of all, the C-5A lift. Find out more about the opportunities waiting for you at Lockheed. Just write Lockheed, Georgia Company, 834 West Peachtree Street, Atlanta, Georgia. Lockheed is an equal opportunity employer. And now, a Monitor News feature. President Johnson, who's been known to make weekend travel plans rather swiftly in the past, has announced that he has no such plans for this weekend. For the story, here's Charles Murphy, NBC News at the White House.
If anyone wants to know, the president is at home today at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. As far as we know, he intends to stay there, but only he knows that for a certainty. Inquiries about whether the president intends to leave the executive mansion to make a trip are likely to be met anymore with a curt response. President Johnson, for reasons that seem to be intensely personal, likes to keep his travel plans top secret. The question arose again at this morning's White House news briefing. Is the president planning to spend the weekend at Camp David, Maryland? The questioner was told that when Mr. Johnson plans to go anywhere, the press will be notified. It is not the thought of making a trip that worries the president's followers. It is simply that they would like ample warning in order to make arrangements of their own. News Secretary Bill Moyers touched on the president's unique manner of making up his mind in a tongue-in-cheek talk yesterday to a meeting here of the National Newspaper Association. Moyers said the president recently called him to say he was going to Honolulu. Moyers said, "I told him, fine, Mr. President, I'll come over and talk to you about it. Where are you?" came the reply. "I'm over Los Angeles." Reporters today also wondered about a published report that Mr. Johnson was pleased with San Antonio as the new site for the Texas White House press staff. Was this true? The answer was a vague no answer, reminiscent of the way a previous press secretary used to parry questions that touched on sensitive spots. One of the best examples of this kind of answer was offered several weeks ago by another assistant press secretary to a question about weekend travel plans. The White House official said, "As far as I know, the president has no plans to leave Washington this weekend." The questioner persisted, "Well, does that mean the president will stay here this weekend?" "Yes," came the answer. "He will stay here this weekend, unless he goes somewhere else." And that's about the best answer anyone can give as to the president's travel plans, except the president, and he's keeping these decisions to himself. Charles Murphy, NBC News, at the White House.
For complete coverage of all important late-breaking news every weekend, stay tuned to Monitor. Jankowski's latest products, Flowers for a Princess. It was Flowers for the Prince this week as Prince Philip of England arrived in New York and got the red carpet treatment. It was St. Patrick's Day. He was wearing a green tie, and when a reporter asked him if he would have participated in the St. Patrick's Day parade if he'd arrived earlier, he smiled and said, "In what capacity?" Monitor, an enjoyable listening companion anywhere in the nation. Station KFYR Bismarck, North Dakota, is the powerful voice of NBC in the Dakotas. All stations will sign in shortly, then Monitor will continue. Your host, Brad Crandall.
Relax your weekend away with Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.